Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 22nd. I'm Trinina Reed for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. In today's hot hiring market, workers have had the upper hand for months now. But even with so many positions available, some candidates have a steeper climb than others. Staying competitive can be especially hard for workers over 50.
Nearly one-third of job seekers 55 and older were part of the long-term unemployed. And that continues sort of this shadow of ageism in the job search process, in the job listings process, that aging people continue to face.
So how can more experienced workers combat ageism while job hunting? We'll hear from one such worker about how she did it, and from our WSJ reporter Ray Smith after the break.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune in to the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Each week, we bring you stock market outlooks, macroeconomic updates, and investment strategies that can help you succeed. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience about how they navigate uncertain markets. Prepare to be engaged, enlightened, and entertained by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
The pandemic has been especially hard for older workers who might be looking to move up or reclaim a job that was lost during the early months of lockdowns. Many workers 50 and up have yet to rejoin the workforce. Some have retired early, and others may find it challenging to compete with younger workers. So how can a more experienced worker jumpstart their career? In a few minutes, we'll hear from one professional who's doing just that. But first, let's bring in WSJ reporter Ray Smith. He's been writing about how workers are dealing with age discrimination in the job search. Hi, Ray. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Renee.
Ray, first, can you break down some of the challenges older workers looking for a job experience, particularly over the past 2 years?
The challenges they experience are a continuation of ageism that may have popped up in the job search or in job listings. And it can be subtle things like language that says high energy or recent grad. And so people have to really be conscious of some of those terms because it's not really easy to define, to say they didn't hire me because of age discrimination. It's really a tough thing to prove. And so sometimes it's really just a matter of the subtleties that you can tell or that you can suspect are behind why you're not being called back or why you're not being hired. These were things that have existed in job searches before, but during the pandemic, what we found is that workers over 50 haven't joined the jobs recovery to the same degree as younger peers have. And that's irrespective of whether they retired or not. It's nearly one-third of job seekers 55 and older were part of the long-term unemployed. And that continues sort of this shadow of ageism in the job search process, in the job listings process, that aging people continue to face.
Well, for a firsthand account from someone who's gone through this, let's turn now to Jenny Rouse from Wisconsin. She started a new job as a customer success manager this month after losing her sales account manager position in a corporate acquisition last year. Jenny, you had been working in this field for several years. How did it feel when you were laid off?
My first reaction when I found out that I was going to lose my job was fear. I had just bought a new home on the same exact day, and I was actually moving the day of an announcement about the acquisition to our team. And so knowing that I'm going to be on the job market and I've aged a little more, I am well above 50 now. And so it concerned me just for all the reasons that you hear about with the fear of age discrimination and just the fear of being on the job market during these times that have been kind of tough for everybody anyway through COVID and everything else. So I was very afraid. I was scared.
What steps did you take to start looking for a new position?
Well, when I started interviewing, I was extremely happy and excited because people really liked my history. They liked the jobs that I had done. and that I had the exact experience for the role that I was looking for, customer success manager. We seemed to really hit it off. When I'm in a job interview, you know, less is more, just get to the right answers. And what I noticed was that in the old format, you might have 4 or 5 people in an interview. Well, these were one-on-ones and there were several layers. So I was having a lot of fun at layer one and even excited at layer two. But then when it got to the next layer, the next level, it was like the same exact questions were being asked for another long hour. And so you start to get a little weary. I was starting to get a little weary. I was interviewing 2 to 3 hours a day, an hour for each different opportunity and answering the same questions. So I started to wonder what I'm doing wrong, because then I started to get more rejections.
Did you ask why they were rejecting your application?
I know that people say that you should, but it's difficult to do that, I guess, when you're not sure of, you don't really know the people that you've been speaking with really well. But I did decide, after having a talk with myself, that would probably be a really good idea for me. Just go ahead, reach out and ask somebody, what was it about my interview that got me to the level I was, but no further? And I reached out to the hiring manager, and she gave me more than 30 minutes of her time. It was incredible. She was very open and honest about what they saw. And one thing that you can do in trying to represent yourself as, you know, young, you know, like I was probably trying to seem younger, that you can work independently. That's kind of what you might say when you're trying to impress somebody. And the point is that a lot of these people want team players. Even though I'm the biggest team player there is, I wasn't really representing myself. I was trying to be independent. And so that's one of the key things that I took away from that. And I started to rearrange the way I said things. Also, I decided, what the heck, I'm going to start putting it right out there that I'm not the youngest person that you'll interview, but that I have a lot of good experience that I like to share, and I still have a lot of capacity to learn. And I actually started saying that. That just gave me more confidence that I was in control of what I was doing and that I wasn't just at the hands of people who didn't know me.
In the end, how did those strategies work?
All of a sudden, one morning, the phone rang. And it was one of the best calls that I've ever had. It was one of the jobs that I wanted most of all, and they were offering me a job. And the funny part of it was, just the day before, what had put me into such another kind of like a sad state was I had just done a demo for another fourth level. And when we walked away from the hour-long demo with 4 people where I was demonstrating a business review, I couldn't tell how they felt about me. I couldn't get a read on it. So I thought, oh no, you know, because I thought they were going to be one of the ones that would have made me an offer. So then this company calls, offers me the job. The following week, I wanted to be, you know, a good business professional. And I reached out to the other group and I said, I just wanted to let you know that I had taken a position and been offered a position and taken it so that you wouldn't, in case you were thinking of reaching back out to me. And the hiring manager emailed me right back and said, well, we were just sending you your offer right now. And so it was kind of good. She sent it, even though I had already told her no. And it was kind of good just to know that I had landed too. And there is a way to do this. And I just turned 61 recently. So my thought was that if I could get the job of my dreams, that anybody else could in this environment. If you follow the recipe, you too can get the job that you want. You can define what you're going to do with the rest of your life and not let somebody else.
All right, so that was Jenny Rouse from Wisconsin. And Ray, Jenny talked about the ways she was able to overcome some of those challenges of getting back into the workforce. But what have you heard from workers who have experienced something similar? Let's start with Dale Johnston from Washington.
But Dale is interesting because, you know, ageism can arise, again, subtly in job postings and even algorithms that screen them. And so Dale was really aware of how sort of resume screening software can potentially sort of flag an older worker, and there just might be certain words or dates even that will trigger that warning that someone might be older, or even something mentioning something like an old email address or an old sort of software can trigger that. So Dale was very conscious of it. You know, after he was laid off from his middle management job in 2018, what he did was make sure that he almost like engineered his resume in a way that would sort of, you know, almost deceive the bots, if you will. So for instance, instead of putting the exact amount of time that he worked at the previous company where he was laid off, which was 17 years, he might just say more than 10 years. And that might not sound like that makes much of a difference, but it does, because the more specific numbers you put on and the older they are or the further back they go, it just, you know, someone does the math and they just go, oh, this person must be really old. If you say something like more than 10 years, it sort of gives you a little more wiggle room and doesn't pin you down so much. And in addition to that, he also, you know, made sure, quite frankly, you know, appearances matter. He made sure to keep his hair close cropped because when it grows, it's grayer. And if he was going to be doing in-person interviews or Zoom interviews, he didn't want all that gray to show. And it's a sad thing to say that matters, but appearances do matter. And he was very conscious of it. And so he, you know, he did what he had to do.
Well, let's talk more about interviews. We all know that landing an interview is a big step in the hiring process. So what can applicants keep in mind about how to conduct themselves when they go into an interview?
It's really important for this person who is interviewing for a job or looking for jobs and has a lot of experiences and is older to really play up their skills and not so much how long they've been in the workforce. It's just really important to stress what you can do, what you've achieved, but also that you're someone who can succeed in whatever scenario you're put in, that you can work well with others, for instance, so that you're somebody who's a team player, or just because you've been working for a long time and you have all this experience, that you're not open to change or open to taking directions or open to working with younger people. But what you want to really focus on is not so much the years spent at where you worked or what you did, but you really want to play up the skills and what you can achieve and what you can get done. And that's going to really make the difference and get people to focus less on how old you are and more on your talent. And that's your goal.
All right. That's WSJ reporter Ray Smith. Ray, thanks for joining me.
No problem. Thanks, Trinae.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Trinae Nuri for The Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.